We talk now with Ann Rabe, a long-term environmental activist in the Capital District. For 30 years, she was the director of the Citizens Environmental Coalition and also was a national organizer after that with the Center for Health and Environmental Justice. These days, she keeps busy being a volunteer environmental activist in Rensselaer County. And we invited Ann on because she's really one of the experts about the issue of how do community groups, you know, work to try to protect their neighborhoods from various toxic exposure. And Ann, I believe you have some information that there's still some toxic sites in Rensselaer County in the Capital District.
Yes, there definitely are, Mark. We have in Albany, 91 sites are listed on, you can see them on the DEC's website. Just look for a remedial sites database and you can do a search, and there are 91 sites. 29 of those sites are highly toxic, active, outstanding sites that have to be cleaned up. And one of them, of course, is the NL Industries site that I worked on in Colony for over 30 years. And then in Rensselaer County, we have 77 sites listed on the DEC database, and there are 20 outstanding, active, highly toxic waste sites that need to be cleaned up.
What sorts of sites are these highly toxic waste sites?
Well, interestingly, when I was looking today at the lists, there are a lot more dry cleaner sites, especially in Albany County. There are dozens of dry cleaner sites. There you have PERC and other highly toxic solvents, carcinogens, cancer-causing chemicals that are polluting groundwater, causing soil vapor intrusion, which is when they off-gas and get into people's basements and even can get upstairs. People are breathing in these toxic solvents. That's one that's more common over the last decade, I would say. But in the Capital District, we have some horrendous toxic sites. We have the biggest toxic site actually in New York State, twice as big as the Love Canal, infamous, famous dump in Niagara Falls that created the Federal Superfund cleanup program. And that's the Dewey Lawful site, the town of Nassau in Rensselaer County on Mead Road. And that has 46,000 tons of hazardous waste, thanks to General Electric, Bendix Corporation, and the SI groups, formerly Schenectady Chemicals, that dumped there in the 70s and into an old wetland that Mr. Dewey Lawful ran.
So I know you've been active with Dewey Lawful for, I don't know, decades. How has that been going?
It's been going much better since it got on the Federal Superfund registry about 8 years ago. Before that, it was a terrible, terrible situation. They dumped in the 70s. General Electric, back in 1980, when the DEC was very naive about running a state Superfund program, they didn't create the state Superfund program until 1982 in New York. So General Electric strong-armed DEC and got them to sign this infamous settlement called the Seven-Site Settlement Agreement, which, according to the Attorney General's Environmental Protection Bureau Chief, Jim Savinsky, was the absolute worst cleanup settlement the state ever entered into. And what they did is GE capped how much money they would spend on their seven General Electric Superfund sites, the Fort Edwards site, the Kingsbury landfill, Dewey Lawful, and a number of others. And they refused to test off-site. So at the Dewey Lawful site, it was, country road, lots of nearby homeowners who live on, drinking water wells, and they refused to test off-site, and there was massive PCB contamination. So when they capped the landfill and walked away in 1983, the Dewey Lawful site, they left behind percolating PCBs going one way, 3 miles over to Nassau Lake, polluting the lake so badly that the fish are poisoned and cannot be eaten. And they went the other way with a TCE solvent, groundwater plume, and contaminated dozens of homeowners' wells. And so for years, these homeowners drank this TCE-contaminated well water, unknowingly exposed. Finally, in the late 80s, Ward Stone, the DEC state wildlife pathologist, we were getting calls at my organization about people concerned, and he came out and he tested the wildlife, he tested chickens, he tested fish, and he started to test the soil, and he found PCB contamination everywhere, and also indications of the TC contamination. Finally, that spurred the DEC engineers to come in and take another look, and because of this horrible 1980 agreement with GE, their hands were tied in terms of taking enforcement action. So they had to sort of get a volunteer agreement from GE to go and do some minuscule testing and do some hotspot cleanups. And that went on for years and years and years. The Attorney General's office tried to reopen that 1980 agreement unsuccessfully. And because of public pressure and political pressure, we finally were able to get GE to clean up a tributary called the Thunderkill tributary and to do some more hotspot cleanups. But it was totally not adequate, and GE refused to clean up Nassau Lake. So we finally pushed and pushed, and by that time, by the early 2000, well, let's see, actually it was about 20 years of this back and forth, trying to do health investigations, trying to get, you know, the community organized, because that's what's key. You have to organize the community, organize the voters to convince the politicians to then go after DEC and the governor and say, enough is enough. You're not, you know, this is not an adequate cleanup agreement with General Electric. You've got to sue them. So finally, when DEC financially, they finally got to this point in the early, I guess 2010 or so, they were spending too much money out of their state superfund, because the GE's cap on how much they would spend, they had gone well beyond that, just in operating and maintaining that huge landfill with 46,000 tons of hazardous waste, and a leachate collection system, because it's like a colander. There's no liner under this landfill. It's a wetland. So it's constantly seeping out leachate, which is basically, you know, rain and snow mixed with the toxic chemicals, and continuing to recontaminate the groundwater. And it was getting very costly. DEC engineers would complain to us. They had to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars from State Superfund because GE's agreement required they only spend so much money. So they finally were spurred by political and grassroots pressure and financial pressure to nominate it to the National Priority List, which is the official term to be added to the Federal Superfund program.
You know, just listening to the dates and not trying to be overly partisan, but I get the sense that a lot of the bad agreements were made when Republicans were in control, and some of the better actions were taken when the Democrats moved into position and town of Nassau, you know, Eastern Rensselaer County, sort of a Republican area. You think politics plays any role in this?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Interestingly, back in 1980, I don't know who was governor then, Mark, but, you know, D.C. had a very... 1980 was...
We'll figure it out.
Kerry, I think.
No.
Anyway, back in 1980, the DEC counsel who negotiated that seven-site settlement agreement was Pete Lanahan, who a year and a half after he did that agreement went on to become the head counsel for General Electric. But going
revolving
forward,
door.
Yes, revolving door. And then going forward, yes, you know, Rensselaer County is predominantly Republican. And to their credit, you know, the Republican town supervisors in the 90s and 2000s to today have been very strong in support of our community group in terms of pressuring the agencies to move on getting the site cleaned up. But there's been this very interesting dynamic where when you have a Democratic EPA headed up under Obama, for instance, and this site gets on federal Superfund, the Republican town supervisors in the area continue to attack EPA as not doing enough, and they never mention the word General Electric. Here we are, the main polluter, and the main reason this site is not moving more quickly in terms of getting fully tested finally for the first time off-site and getting fully remediated or cleaned up is because General Electric drags things along. Instead, the Republican town supervisors constantly beat up on EPA. But when it's a Republican EPA, all of a sudden they stop criticizing EPA. And, of course, they never mention General Electric, but they stop criticizing the Republican EPA.
General Electric and PCBs, didn't they put a little PCBs in the Hudson River or something?
Yeah, like thousands of tons of PCBs in the Hudson River. Yes, of course.
And so we've been talking with Ann Rabe, and this has been Mark Dunley with Alexis Goldsmith.